I know it's been a while since the last time you heard my voice, but welcome to the 7th episode of the Hoodie Show podcast, where today I have a special guest, and we are going to do the 2020 rundown, basically by month, and just some little certain events and how they make us feel. So if my special guest could go ahead and introduce herself, that'd be wonderful.
Hello, I'm Aurora.
That's great. And yeah, so we'll go ahead and get right ahead in my 2020 rundown by date. Right, so our 2020 rundown is going to bring us to the first day, 3 days after the new year started, and we're going to begin at January 3rd. And January 3rd is the day that one of the top Iranian generals, Qasem Soleimani, if I'm pronouncing that right, or Qasem Soleimani, who was a very prominent person in Iran, was shot killed by a drone strike. And essentially, we almost went into what was perceived as a World War III. Now, coming from the standpoint as a girl and as someone who does not have to sign up for the draft, what were your general ideas on there being the potential for an armed conflict in Iran?
Dang, that's tough for y'all.
That is tough. That's really tough.
It will not be me. It will not be me.
You know, I think...
After that, though, whoever was in, whoever succeeded Soleimani was like, Americans, we don't have an issue with you. We just got an issue with Trump. And I was like, peace. Let's go.
Well,
we got an issue with Trump, too.
I do remember them saying they specifically had an issue with Trump, thus his warrants later down the line. It's still crazy to say that our president had warrants. But in that circumstance, I think that the draft should be more inclusive to everyone.
Get rid of it altogether, because if someone doesn't want to be a part of the military, they should not have to be a part of the military.
Well, that's an option as well. But I think
because all boys have to sign up for the draft.
Well, I mean, like, that's an option that could be looked into. But there's also the option of making it equal and, you know, having everybody sign up for it.
Just get rid of it. Baby, y'all the ones that want World War.
I like the idea of a draft, though.
No.
Just like getting the letter, being shoved onto a bus, and being driven to Army boot camp or something.
No.
I don't know. I like the idea of that. That seems fun.
The people that be already in the military don't even want to, they're not in the military because they want to serve their country. No. If you go around any Army base, Navy base, whatever, and they're like, why did you join? They're gonna be like, so I can have a job. Oh, because I didn't want to go to college. Or
that is good financial stability, though.
Yeah, or because I wanted them to pay for my college, or I wanted them to pay for my housing. Really, do you find someone that's gonna be like, oh, because I love my country and I want to serve my country? Da, da, da. That'd be the ones that be like that are the ones whose like father was a Marine, their grandfather's father. That's the only ones to be like, oh, because I love my country.
Well, I think the patriotism is learned. You may not go into the service with patriotism such as that, but I feel as though once you're there and you start to indulge in the military lifestyle and culture, that's something that you can learn to love pretty much. But the draft, I think, in my opinion, is a really fun experience. May not be like,
go ahead and sign up.
I have to if I want to get those scholarships.
Ooh.
Just ridiculous. That is like, that's like,
yeah, I think you can get like arrested or something.
You can. That's like, it's like life or army, and that's ridiculous if they hold that over your head like that. So moving on to January 8th, and this is my favorite power couple after Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. This is going to be my favorite power couple after them. We've got Prince Harry and Meghan Markle stepping down from their official royal duties on January 8th. Now, when they did this, I don't really follow the royal side of British politics because it's stupid. It's stupid. They don't really do much besides charity, and they're just kind of like for show. But when they stepped down, I was like, I wonder who else would step down. Because, like, what do you do?
None of them. Because they stepped down because people were harassing Megan, which I was like, hey, I'll go harass her. And she's like,
she's really like barely back, barely black. That was a lot of harassment on her end, and it was quite unwarranted.
Does she even like claim her blackness?
I don't know about all of that.
I don't think she does.
I think she might have said something about it once.
I've never like heard her like refer to herself as a black woman.
She's more Megan than she is black. That's just out there.
Yeah, whenever I saw that, I was like, wow, best story system in England.
But I'm glad they moved out here, though. Well, they're not, but...
Did they move to Canada?
Yeah, they moved to Canada, then they moved to California. They just had a whole little thing about the election stuff. It's nice to have them here, to know that they're safe away from those angry Brits. But
I mean,
we're angry too, so...
I wouldn't move here. Oh, then they moved to Canada.
Well, they were there for some time, but like, you know, their security budget was starting to run out. So they had to find something which was a bit cheaper. And you know, you can find basically anybody who does security in America for pretty cheap. So I can understand why they moved. Would I have moved personally? No, I would have stayed in Canada. That's just what I would have done. Now,
maybe it's not no better here.
It's really not. And they were talking about that with all the paparazzi and everything like that. And basically, because that was a time of a lot of political unrest when they moved here. So, yeah, I don't know if they really regret their choice in moving here, but it's not a favorable one. They might move. They might move. Moving on to January 26th. Oh, this is such a sad one. This is going to be the Kobe Bryant plane helicopter crash.
Well, worst moment of the year. Like, I didn't even, like, follow Beth. I mean, of course I knew who Kobe Bryant was. But it was just, like, so sad.
It was so, like...
And it came out, like, and, like, it progressively got even more sad. Because first I saw that Kobe Bryant died. I seen pictures of Kobe Bryant. And it said RP. I was like, bro, what?
And you're thinking, oh, okay, it's natural causes. Maybe he's like, you know, got something.
And I was like, damn, helicopter crash. That's like,
yeah,
that's a lot.
Then they just kept releasing details.
And then it was like his daughter died. So I was like, dang, that's even more sad. And then there was 9 other people on the plane. I was like, dang.
I know. Yeah.
And then all these just like little, this is not little girls. Like they were like 13, but like they were like little girls who were trying to go to a basketball game.
That was really crazy.
And then there's all those conspiracy theories, and I was like, okay.
Can y'all like not just relax?
It was just so tough because like I don't know why. Like I guess it had like the same effect like when Michael Jackson died. Like yeah, like you might not listen to his music, that death still like affected everyone.
Yeah, there's like a really prominent figure.
Yeah,
in whatever field like, they did.
A blow to pop culture.
I know, yeah.
And now whenever I throw a piece of paper in a trash can and say Kobe, it hits different.
Bet not miss. But I really, when I first read the story, I was thinking, okay, you know, people die all the time. Maybe this is going to be simple. Well, not simple, but, you know, not as traumatic as I thought it would be. And the fact that people were swarming his wife, Gianna, after...
His wife's name is Vanessa.
Vanessa.
His daughter was Gianna that died.
Yes, they were swarming her about them. And I was...
Back up, let her breathe.
Like, really, I really felt for her.
When did Nipsey Hussle die? Lauren London is still sad.
She is still sad, but I think that was last year.
Yeah.
This is the 2020 rundown. But they were really swarming her, and I was just like, can we give her a second to grieve?
And then people had enough to be like, oh, she got about to hop right on the next basketball. I was like, really?
Like, really? That's how you're judging her character? Like, that's gross. That's grossly ridiculous. That the
other kids too.
Oh yes, them. That must have been traumatic. Losing like, two people at yeah, the same
like,
time.
Like your dad and your big sister, like that's traumatic.
All right. Now we're going to go down to February 4th, and this is going to be with that man. President Trump delivers the straight of the state, not the straight. There's no such thing as straight. The State of the Union address, Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, tears up the copy of his speech. When she did that, I was like, yes, you're proving a point. Yes, you have proved a point that you have a strong dislike for Trump. That's okay.
I don't know what's the politics this year and being so childish.
So childish and immature. And I'm just like...
Even like the whole debate, I could not watch it. I could not watch the whole thing. This is embarrassing.
Embarrassing, childish. Y'all are acting like children. It reminded me of a second grade class.
Like a debate, you're not supposed to go back and forth in a debate. You're supposed to let one person talk. At times, you're supposed to have valid points. You're not supposed to be calling people names.
It was just a show of who can be the loudest, who can be the most offensive, and just who can be an idiot.
To vote for Bernie Sanders.
Well, Bernie is a socialist. Somewhat of a socialist. He's not really a socialist, but he's really close to being kind of far left. And I guess that's what people don't really like in him, is being far left. Far left isn't always good, though, because far left, if you look at the United States Party of Communism, they consider themselves to be far left. And we don't like communism. America has just never had a thing with communism.
I'm American.
So you're saying you're a communist?
No.
Okay, so then you're not that far left. You like the radical democratic ideas, but you're not a communist.
Correct.
Would you consider yourself to be a socialist?
Probably.
Okay. Well, since you're considering yourself to be a socialist, Karl Marx also considered himself to be a socialist.
But he had the whole Marxism thing, and I don't think I bought up with that whenever I learned about it in U.S. history, not U.S. history, world history. I don't quite remember, though.
Okay, those are valid points. Those are valid points to prove you're not a communist. You know, and that was just the FBI testing us to make sure we're not a communist. Because, you know, they do be putting people on list. Talking about some, you got communistic tendencies. And just be driving past your house talking about some.
What was it called?
Yes, there was an era in history where people were running around scared that their neighbors. Yes, yes. That's what they compared it to. Yes, the Salem witch trials. But it was just running around, everyone thinking everyone else was a communist. That's such a weird time period in our history. And that really took place somewhat recently. Like, it wasn't recent.
It was in, like, what, the 40s?
I want to say it was, like, the 50s and the 60s?
Not the 60s.
Not the 60s. So it was the 50s. It was, like, after that. Everybody was running around thinking their neighbors were communists.
It was, like, the 40s.
Wow, we're just really skipping around here. Let's see. What are we going to go to next? February 23rd. Mr. Aubrey is out going for a run, and then he is chased down by two Caucasian men who then cause a conflict, and Mr. Aubrey is then shot.
And that's why they're rotting in jail.
Yes. So this story, every time there's a story like this, it brings me back to Trayvon Martin, because like I remember exactly where I was at, and I was like, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely insane.
Just having this conversation yesterday.
But it's insane to think that this keeps happening, and we have to keep telling ourselves that it's going to get better, and it just keeps happening.
And it's crazy how I had to shut down a couple of white supremacists. They were here. I was on my friend's Facebook, and he was defending the Black Lives Matter movement under like a KPLC post.
Yes, they are all under the KPLC post. Yeah, I'm just like, this is ridiculous.
And he handed me his phone, he was like, here, I feel like you have something more of use to say. I shut them down. They did not respond. They stopped responding because I shut them down.
That's, I completely blocked KPLC on Facebook. Like, I can't, because the ignorance that come from people when it's things like this, it's ridiculous.
Because how are you gonna say that the Black Lives Matter movement is a terrorist organization and you literally endorse Nazis and the KKK? You make no sense.
The hypocrisy is absurdly disgusting. It's ridiculous.
Well, maybe if y'all would have listened to us the first time, maybe if y'all would have, what did I say? Y'all don't listen to us whenever we try to do stuff peacefully.
Exactly.
And they was bringing up looting and stuff. Y'all only listen to us when y'all losing money. Y'all only listen to us when stuff starts getting burnt down. That's the only time y'all want to listen.
Yep.
And even then, y'all don't listen because you know how many black people died this year?
So many. So many.
White people? So many. And then now there's whole Instagram pages, TikTok pages, Karen freakouts.
Yes.
Where the white people just showing their true colors.
But, you know, people, they always bring up, oh, Martin Luther King was nonviolent.
And look what I got him. Assassinated.
Yeah. He still ended up dead.
Been reduced down to a January 15th. January 18th. One day.
Single day. And are we out of school for that? I think we are. Yeah. That's like a National Remembrance Day. But even then, they're like, do it peacefully. Then you shouldn't have killed him.
But did it work? No, because they were still getting tear gassed.
I think people really think it took like maybe 3 days for them to change stuff, when that's not true. The little marches and stuff, that happened over a period of maybe 5 or 6 years.
And you saw like that post where it was like, they show you like pictures from the march and Martin Luther King and Black and white community. Like it was so long ago.
Exactly. That stuff was not that long ago.
Those pictures are in color.
They like, are in color.
It wasn't as long ago as we think it was.
I mean, if we've got movies from the 60s that are fully in color, there's no way that these pictures are just magically in black and white like they were from the 1800s. No, that's impossible.
Bro, even Abraham Lincoln, although I don't fully trust him, but even all he wanted, whether or not it was for the good of African Americans or not, wanted to end slavery. And where did that get him?
Assassinated.
And directly in front of his wife.
In front of his wife. In front of a bunch of people. Whole people.
During the play, just pop. Dead.
Insane. Just dealing with the dog munching in the background.
Shh. Quiet on the set.
Let her eat her food. But yes, there have been many times people have tried to speak out about racial injustice. Abraham Lincoln may not have directly spoken out about racial injustice, but he was a person who wanted peace and he wanted unity. And the only way to do that...
That was where his argument was to unify the states.
Exactly. It wasn't necessarily for the benefit of African Americans, but it was for the unification of the nation as a whole.
I just don't understand why there's such an argument over basic human rights.
Exactly. These are basic human rights
but
that we have been arguing
us
about.
Here.
Exactly. You brought us here. We did not...
You've benefited for the entirety of Black people being in America.
From the fruits of our labors.
There's only been benefits from us being here for you. And you continue. Because if y'all didn't have everything a Black person had a hand in, y'all would have nothing.
Would have nothing.
Wouldn't even have country music. That's based in blues and jazz, which
exactly.
was started by Black people. Rock music, started by Black people.
You know what? Even more primitive than that, had they not had us to pick their crops, they probably wouldn't have ate. They probably would have starved. Crops would have died, would not been tended to, and they just would have starved.
See, because like, you know how generational rage is a thing in Black people?
Oh yeah.
Like generational entitlement to the white people. Because they just want everything done, even at work. You want me to put the cream cheese on your bagel for you? No!
Yeah, that is a bit absurd.
I will hand you the cream cheese, hand you a knife, and you can put the cream cheese on at your house. got the nerve to catch an attitude with me.
For not wanting to serve you. This is a different time. We don't have to serve y'all anymore.
I will hand you this food and you can go.
You can go on about your merry white life and do whatever white thing pleases you. But no, we will not serve you anymore. That has completely passed. It's just, why do they hold on to such old ideologies of black people being subservient? Yet their kids go out and they're like, I only date black people. And then they have to deal with this. And then how they pass these weird ideologies onto their grandkids. And you got these mixed kids who are confused, who have all these stigmas towards black people. And it's just like, you're black. What is this? What are you doing with this?
Whatever you mix it with, you're still gonna be black.
Still gonna be black.
No matter what you mix it with, you just don't show.
No matter how much you try and dilute it.
I did not know she was black.
Neither did I. That's new. That is new. All right, so let's see. Where can we go from here? Let's do March 1st. Pete Buttigieg drops out of the presidential race. And he is really an intelligent person. Not only is he an army vet. Or,
are you from Texas?
No, he's from Iowa?
Oh.
Indiana?
I thought he was from Texas.
He's from one of those Midwest states. But this man speaks Norwegian. He speaks Arabic. He speaks Spanish, French. He really is a very intelligent person. I think he's a bit young.
Yeah, he's younger, so he still got some more tries.
Yes, I would love for him to have like some more experience, you know, outside of being the mayor of wherever. You know, maybe like state legislator or governor, just so he can have like the experience to go along with being president. Now, being president doesn't formally require any experience.
Because if Trump got it, you don't need no separate experience.
But we would prefer for people to have, you know, some experience in the bureaucratic and democratic system of our government. The last election didn't show that in 2016, but people seem to decide what they will when they're fueled by their little darkest fantasies of being a Nazi. You know, that's what I really noticed about 2016 election. There were a lot of white folk that really, you know, this is not something they would have said last year in 2015, but Trump just gave them like the push and the platform to essentially say all the racist things that they knew they couldn't say. But now since they've got like Daddy Trump protecting them, they've just got this platform to do all of this terrible stuff.
Honestly. Like there's the Proud Boys uprising.
Oh my goodness, not the Proud Boys.
Baby, I don't even know about them.
Didn't even know, and you're just like, where did you come from? Where have you been?
Maybe the skinheads,
you'll
never come back.
The skinheads, the Nazis, the neo-Nazis, the Proud Boys, the KKK. It's just like, what you do all of this.
For what? Okay.
You've shown nothing. You've gotten nowhere. You've held no political office except for Trump. And he doesn't even count because that man does not care about
them.
That's
why y'all age like milk.
He does not care about them. He does not care about anyone else but himself. And they fail to realize that he uses them to further advance his own agenda.
It is so irritating because Trump's whole presidency is literally just a game for him.
It's just a game. Like he
like
sees nothing.
Nothing that any political, like any policy. Or why nothing affects him because he's in the 1%.
The 1%. So he can basically do whatever he wants. It's like we're playing a game of Monopoly and he owns 90% of the board. So he's just gonna do whatever he wants. He's gonna cheat. He's gonna play how he wants. He's gonna do whatever he wants. And people had the audacity to defend this man and saying he's for the common working man.
$12,000 a year talking about something. Don't raise taxes. Baby, nobody's raising your taxes.
Your taxes are literally at the lowest of the brackets.
He was not in the purpose.
These people that are paying what?
$120
in taxes are complaining. Literally, Joe Biden said, if you make more than $400,000 a year, which is not, that's not many. Exactly. That's not many of Trump supporters, or most of his supporters, are making. We're talking about uneducated whites who have hands-on jobs, who have technical jobs. Y'all are not making $400,000 plus a year. You might get to 60, but it's not $400,000 plus. And those are the main ones who are running out to the streets saying, don't raise our taxes, don't do this, don't do that. And what they fail to understand is Fox News calls them poor, uneducated whites. CNN calls them poor, uneducated whites. It's not blue or red. If you're poor and uneducated, you're poor and uneducated. And that's the bottom line.
You know what the last time black people didn't want their taxes raised? They separated from Brits. Why don't y'all separate? Oh, y'all poor and uneducated whites who don't want your tax raised, just separate.
Well, see, I think...
I'm in somewhere. And leave me alone.
They're still holding on to Reagan's economic plan, which was a complete flop of utter chaos and nonsense, which we don't even have the time to get into. But essentially, the idea is that they're gonna cut the taxes on the rich, right? And that's somehow gonna trickle its way down to the working class person, when we all know that it doesn't, right? Every time we've cut taxes on the rich, we've never seen pay increases to anybody. These companies are holding this money, and it's sitting at the top. The top is increasing, but the bottom is staying the same. Same thing with Trump himself. He has done this before. He has gotten millions of dollars in tax breaks, and he was like, I'm going to distribute all this money to my employees at the Mar-a-Lago Resort and Hotel. Those employees never saw any of it. They were making the same thing. And these are all migrant employees. People who would... I couldn't. Couldn't do it. Could not put that uniform on. Probably less than that. Probably the minimum of minimum wage.
I want to say why people, Americans, don't understand that capitalism helps no one but the 1%.
Exactly. If you're not at the top of capitalism, it's not really going to help you. It's not really going to not help you either. There just needs to be a balance to it. Him himself is very much at the top of the... If you own a pretty nice plane, you're part of the 1%, right? We can agree that he's part of the 1%. That much is true. Everyone else... We don't own nice planes, right? We can't fly and go wherever we want. We have to work 9 to 5, 7 days a week, and we have to get a bucket and a mop, right? Because that's what we do. We work, we clean, and we struggle. This man does not worry about if he has groceries or not. That's not something he worries about. His refrigerator is always stocked with whatever he wants. And if he's hungry for something, he can go out and get it. Doesn't have to check his bank account. Doesn't have to do any of this. He says, I want numbers 12 through 17 on the Chick-fil-A menu. And it arrives. And his bank account changes by a single digit. A single digit. Now, for us, the working class people, that's not possible. And... what poor white Americans
is
$9. And what poor working class Americans, poor uneducated white working class Americans fail to realize is that Trump hypes them up into believing that they have more resources than they actually do. And when they go and believe that, that's when we start having issues and their entitlement starts to come out. And they think, oh, well, Trump's going to make us rich and we're going to have all this money come his next election and his next term. But that's the same thing he said in 2016. So where's all that money? Where did you see the money?
Nope.
I didn't see the money.
Stimulus check.
Still didn't get a stimulus check. And they only gave out one for a 6 months worth of pandemic. They gave out one. And we're supposed to be content with that. And Trump just is getting richer and richer and richer. And, you know, Trump has enough money to where he can give everybody a dollar. He can at least give us a dollar. But has he done that? No. And this episode is getting pretty long, so I think we're going to go ahead and do multiple parts of it. I just want to thank you for tuning in. Well, before that last part cut out, I want to thank the listeners for listening, and I am going to make sure that there is a second part to this 2020 rundown before the end of 2020. And yes, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. Go look at the rest of the episodes, and there's more to come.